Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Hold this up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for a while, and he always does an awesome, awesome job, and I know today he will do no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Morning, and welcome. Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in to this broadcast. We're trusting and praying that the New Year's has brought you blessings thus far. And we certainly ought to be grateful that once again the God of heaven has blessed Brinkley Threads and the golden moments of our lives to roll on just a little bit further. We bring you greetings from the Taylor Street Church of Christ in Kenton, Tennessee, which is located in the northwest part of Tennessee. We're trusting and praying that all that are on the call are faring well. And if you are going through challenges, that you will continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. We're in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Jesus is giving some stern warnings about false prophets. We have taken a cursory glance at verse 15, and we have seen the presence of false prophets. Jesus said we need to beware, we need to take notice, we need to guard and keep ourselves and watch for ourselves because they are prevalent. We looked at the cursory glance at their chief trait. They appear as sheep, but inwardly they are wolves in sheep clothing. And so on this morning, I want to take a step further into the text. In verse number 16, this is what Jesus said. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? How can we tell if a prophet is false? There is one revealing mark. A false prophet is known by the fruit he feeds upon and the fruit he feeds to others. If he feeds himself on thorns and thistles and not on grapes and figs, that is one way to tell. If what he feeds to others are thorns and thistles and instead of grapes, we can tell by his teaching that he is a false prophet. Thistles represent false foods, worldliness, carnal-mindedness. Grapes and figs are true food. There is only one true food for the soul of man, the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. A prophet must feed upon the truth of the Lord and his word, and he must feed the same food to others. Any other source of food for the human soul is false food. It is thorns and thistles, worldliness. If eaten or served to others, it will choke the life out of the soul. Listen to Jesus in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 7 as he pointedly stated, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. John, that beloved apostle of love, whom was ostracized on the island of Patmos in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 16, says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Christ asked the question, do men gather grapes from thorns or figs or thistles? This can mean two things. Number one, does the prophet himself feed up on a worldly nourishment or nourishment of Christ and his word? Or number two, persons seek grapes and figs among thorns and thistles, among false prophets, a person knows false prophets by their fruit. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. John said in John 4, verse number 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. We can not always tell a tree by its appearance, the bark or the leaves, but we can always tell it by its fruits. Fruit has to do with two things. What a person bears in his own life, person bears in the lives of others. A prophet is to be measured by the fruit born in his own life and the fruit born by him in others' lives. Jesus talked somewhat about this in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. So then, we can tell a false prophet by his fruits, by the life that he lives, and by the fruit that he teaches others to live by. So we must be careful in accepting every word that comes from every man, woman, boy, or girl. But we must try the spirits, 1 John chapter 4, verse number 1, to see whether it is of God, because there are many false prophets gone out into the world. And we must prove, test, try, examine. Also, beloved, we need to be very careful. Every person that comes in the name of a prophet is not a true prophet. Then in verse number 17, as we get ready to close, Jesus says, even so every good tree bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Verse 17. What is the true nature of a prophet? Note something critically important. A tree is not judged by a bad piece of fruit here and there, but by the good fruit it bears. Every tree produces some bad fruit, yet the tree is not cast away. A tree is not rejected unless it leans toward bearing bad fruit. In testing and examining prophets, we must observe not single acts here and there, but the tenor, the lean, the whole behavior of their lives. How important. Such considerations as the following are given in Scripture. Their preaching and teaching, are they the enemies of the cross of Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 18, Paul said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2, verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And finally, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 18, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. So they're preaching and teaching. Are they enemies of the cross of Christ? Are they on the side of the cross of Christ? Tune in next week, Lord willing, and we'll pick up on this point, the characteristics prophet looks like and what a false prophet looks like comparatively. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come thanking thee once again for blessing us to see a new year. We ask that you be with all that are on the call this morning. We trust and pray that this year would be better than last year. If we have not kept old resolutions, help us not to make new ones, but to fulfill those that we made last year that did not come to fruition. Father, we're so thankful for food and clothing and shelter and for all the extra amenities of life that we are undeserving of, but because of your grace and mercy, you have blessed us anyway. You've been better to us than we have to ourselves. And for that, we pause and just say thank you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it is in your majestic Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we do pray and offer this prayer and give thanks in this petition. Amen.